Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
All right, welcome back here to 7 o'clock hour. Again, you know, it's Friday, man. And no matter what the news is, don't let anybody mess it up for you. That's kind of the message today. No matter what you think might happen this weekend, or, man, go out and enjoy. Mondays are hard enough, man. Monday's the toughest day, right? Monday going
unless
back.
Unless you play on Monday Night Football.
Well, if you took Mahomes in the first round of your fantasy draft, right, it might have screwed up your Friday, Joe.
Right, it did.
All right, that's fair.
It did.
That's how you screw up a Friday.
By the way, Chad Henning on IR, that's why Matt Moore's there.
How high a pick in fantasy football is Patrick Mahomes?
If you're in a 10 or 12 team league.
Five or six?
He probably was a top 10 pick, yeah. He's the only quarterback, I think, that was kind of deserving of a first-round pick or early second-round pick. All the other quarterbacks kind of fell after that, but Mahomes is by far – he's a guy you have on your team, and you could win weeks just with him.
You know, you just kind of look at him, guy. He'll never get – not that everybody can't get hurt in the NFL, but he's a guy you kind of just say, he's not. He's never really going to get hurt. He kind of gets out of the way of everybody. He can throw on the run, throw across his body, all those things that every quarterback's been told not to do. He does, and it works to the point now coaches go, whatever, man. You're the only one that can do it. Go ahead and do it.
But he didn't get hurt because of a late hit. He didn't get hurt because he was running out of bounds and missed, you know, had a misstep. He did the Brady, as you've been calling it. He did the quarterback sneak up the middle. What was it, fourth and one? And then, boom, this happens to him on a quarterback sneak.
I have honestly never seen anybody get hurt on a quarterback sneak. That's a first.
Yep. All right, let's jump out to the Toyota of Hollywood hotline right now. Shop over 1,500 Toyotas indoors in one of America's largest showrooms at Toyota of Hollywood on 441 between Hollywood and Sheridan. Vince Beagle going to join us for the Miami Dolphins. Vince, welcome to the show. Good morning. Welcome to the early part of the show this morning.
Hey, good morning, fellas. Appreciate you guys having me on.
Vince, thanks for coming on, man. And, hey, you've been a great story. You really have on a team that's looking for great stories and guys to fit into everything that you're doing, and the linebackers have been a real solid foundation so far. And your journey, man, fourth-round pick to Green Bay, to New Orleans, and all of a sudden you get traded to Miami and you're getting lots of playing time, but you leave a really good New Orleans team. How's it been for you so far?
For me, the transition has been awesome. You know, PG was a guy who I was familiar with in Green Bay for a short time. So I have this familiarity there, and actually Flo, he actually, you know, worked me out a couple times during the draft process. So, you know, there was definitely some familiarity there too. So, for me, the whole NFL experience so far has been, you know, an awesome journey. You know, got drafted in Green Bay, like you mentioned, went through a coaching change, got released, picked up, played the whole season in New Orleans last year. And then got traded to here this last off season. So, you know, it's been an interesting journey, but it's been one that I feel very blessed, and you know, I feel very fortunate to land with a great organization with Miami Dolphins. And you know, I think the best is yet to come with this team. And you know, I want to be a part of the process for long term.
Vince, you are so made, you and the rest of those linebackers, for, if you don't mind me saying this, I know it drives the coaching staff nuts. You're such a Belichick kind of guy. You can play outside. You can rush the quarterback. We can move you in. We can blitz. You can do a lot of different things, just like the rest of them. You know, it's one thing to hear it, but now you're part of that. What's that been like, going back to the Belichick tree a little bit with, as you said, Flores and Graham?
Yeah, I really do love the defense. It kind of reminds me a lot of the defenses that we had in Wisconsin with Dave Aranda as the D coordinator. You know, each week is game plan week, right? You know, it changes up. You could be playing defensive end one week. You play outside linebacker. You could be playing inside linebacker. And, you know, last week, you know, I feel really fortunate. I played defensive end, played outside linebacker, played inside linebacker. So, for me as a player, I want to be able to provide as much as I can do for the coaches, where they can put me in different spots, disguise the defense, and kind of really have fun on those third down rushers and all those different things. And I think with that comes, you have to be able to be a smart player to be able to comprehend those plays, be able to study your playbook. And that's what comes with being a true professional. So, you know, I take a lot of pride in that. And you know, I hope to continue to grow in this defense for years to come. And, you know, I feel very fortunate with a coach. Coach Flo is, he's one of the smartest defensive minds that I've ever been around. So I feel very fortunate to be here. And you know, this is a guy who definitely can learn from and continue to grow.
Vince, yeah, I know that Coach Flo this week praised you for your intelligence, the how smart you are back there, with room to develop. Of course,
you like that bull rush he had up the middle,
right,
knocking
that
a guy on his
too,
butt,
yeah,
too.
Not just
you
intelligence,
like that, Vince,
but the physical part of it. But with room to develop, that's nice high praise from a coach, especially a guy that was in that New England system for a long time, talking about the intelligence of a player. Yes, obviously room to develop. I think every player's still got room to develop, but that's nice. And then the first career start versus Washington, that had to be a good feeling for you also. I know there's a rotation all the time at every position outside of quarterback, but to know that you're going to get that nod to start, that must have felt good for you also.
It did, definitely did. First start of my career. You know, I think for me, it's just being able to come in consistent every single day and continue to work. And, you know, that was something that was instilled in me at a very early age with my dad. My dad played college football. My grandpa was a, you know, coached for a long time in high school and coached a little in college, so. I come from a football family, football background, so I really do understand the importance of hard work and being able to control your effort and being a true professional through and through.
Vince, you're ready to get into some good stuff. We kind of started off with a, you know, kind of some softballs in here. We're getting into some hardcore stuff. Are you ready? Here we go, man. Can Wisconsin beat Ohio State in a couple weeks or not, man? Is this team for real or what? How am I reading into your Wisconsin guys?
They're for real, man. I mean, I think once you see what you get, and I, you know, I'm a little biased. I think Coach Leonard is one of the best defensive coaches in the league, or in college football. I actually go back during the off seasons. I go back and train with the Wisconsin Badgers. I hop right back in there, put on my Wisconsin gear again, and I'm right back in those lines with the guys. I'm right back in it. So I really do know the guys, and I understand their work ethic, and I think it starts with the coaching staff. It starts with, you know, Ross Collard in the weight room. It starts with Coach Chris as, you know, his, the foundation and the standard they set there. And, you know, whether it's this year or years to come, I think Wisconsin really does have a serious opportunity to be in the college football playoffs. And you know what? I think Wisconsin has a very good chance of being Ohio State this week. So, you know, it's at home, which helps. Camp Randall's be rocking. I don't know if I agree with the 12 o'clock kickoff Eastern time, but it's going to be a fun game to watch.
What are you going to do with Baker and McMillan next year? You know, those are Ohio State trash-talking, especially that Baker dude, man. How are you going to treat that? What are you going to do if they want to ask you, because you know they're going to ask you, want to make a little wager on that. How are you going to treat it?
Oh, yeah. Bank, Raekwon, they've all been chirping my ear already about getting the bet set up. We'll have to figure a little deal out here. You know, Big Ten championship game, they'll definitely be, if they're both in it, they'll definitely be a bet. But we'll see this week. I mean, you know, I really like what's kind of the chances. We'll see how much money's thrown down.
Talking to Vince Beagle, recruiting coordinator for Wisconsin, also on the Miami Dolphins.
No, don't be down here recruiting. Vince, I don't mind you down here playing, but if I find out you start recruiting our guys,
That was a great pitch he just threw out there, talking about it starts with the strength coach. We have the smart. That was the best recruiting pitch I've heard
we
on the air in a while.
We don't need those guys down here recruiting in South Florida with our high school guys. They're leaving enough.
No, I'm telling you guys, and I'm not just BSing you. I tweeted this last week when Wisconsin kicked Michigan State's butt, I said, if I had a son, there's no better place I'd send him than at the University of Wisconsin. From how they develop their players, from the education, the college experience, like, Wisconsin's one of a kind. Yeah. And I really do mean that. And I'm not saying that there's not other great colleges out there, but
yeah,
from education and through and through, it's a top-tier program.
Vince, when I think about Wisconsin, I think about
now he and James White. I mean, he's going to team up with James White here in town, who is my neighbor. And
start recruiting.
Yeah,
guys.
We're going to start. Hey, by the way, you got another great story I got to get to.
People
aren't aware of it. You grew up on a 76-acre cranberry marsh.
Wow.
I'm waiting for you and your dad to do the commercial, man. The next commercial that comes out, it's the two of you in that cap and those overall. Talk about that a little bit. It's been in the family forever.
Yeah, it's been in the family. Like you said, I grew up in a cranberry marsh in central Wisconsin, Wisconsin Rapids. It's been in our family for 100 years.
Wow.
So you've been in our family for 100 years. It's on my mom's side of the family. And always was my only job growing up, from a little kid growing up from age of seven, roughly, and started working and growing up there. And I think that's where a lot of my hard work, being able to take responsibilities, a lot of those life lesson skills I learned from working on the cranberry marsh. And it's definitely something that, you know, our family, it's a family-owned business, and something that we definitely hold very, you know, dear to our family. And Still waiting for that phone call. Still waiting for that phone call from Ocean Spray to do the commercial. But, you know, we're getting closer. Ready to do the commercial. We're getting closer. So maybe make it a few more plays on Sundays, then we can talk.
Okay, well, let me ask you, after all these years, so are you a cranberry straight? Are you cranberry apple? Cranberry lemonade now is getting a little popular.
Yeah, this is big.
What combination after living it every day and drinking it every day? What's the best for you?
My two favorites are just my two favorite. One of the drinks is cranberry and 7-Up, cranberry and Sprite, half and half. That's one of my personal favorites.
Wow.
Another favorite of mine is just cranberry and grape.
Oh.
It's important for your listeners to understand it's only Ocean Spray. It's none of the other off brands. We sell our berries to Ocean Spray. So the next time you guys are drinking an Ocean Spray bottle, some dark juice, there's a chance and possibility it's coming from our place.
Look at that. That is awesome. Can I throw another great combination in there that I really like? Vodka cranberry. Yeah. It's going to be a big hit tomorrow night in Buffalo for me. I mean, that, if you don't mind me throwing that one in too, Vince.
Hey, to each his own, my friend. Right. To each his own.
As long as it's Ocean Spray, Vince is good with you drinking that. That's all right, that matters.
Hey, right. As long as you're cracking open those Ocean Sprays, baby,
right.
It's all good to me.
Wow. I looked last night. I was looking up. We were talking about you last night. My wife goes, oh, my God, look at all this Ocean Spray. And I wonder if Vince's family. I go, well, they're not doing the commercial. Like, is that family, is that a real, like, cranberry family, or is it just a couple of actors in there? What'd you think?
The families that you see in the back of the bottles, those are real-life families.
Oh, wow.
My cousin. So our whole family, we don't all own cranberry marshes. My uncle Gary, he owns his own cranberry marsh. He actually operates one of the biggest ones in the state of Wisconsin. And then my sister, we just, they operate their own cranberry marsh as well. We have ours. My other aunt and uncle, they have their cranberry marsh. And then my other great aunt and uncle, they have their own cranberry marsh as well.
Holy smokes.
So we are definitely, been a part of our family. Our whole family is something that we kind of lean towards one another with, you know, different types of ideas and the growing process and stuff like that. So it's definitely, as a family business, it can always have its ups and downs, but overall we've been really blessed with, having great support.
Wow. No cheese. I thought Wisconsin,
right,
I was thinking, waiting for him to come down here with a big piece of cheese on his head or something. It's great.
Wow. I feel like I got to go support you now and go to the vending machine and get one.
No, listen, everybody go out today. Go to Publix and get your cranberry, however you like it.
Ocean Spray.
Well, Ocean Spray's got the best stuff anyway.
Well, I'm going to throw one more little fun fact for you.
Okay. We like it. Go ahead.
People think Wisconsin and cheese, and they're right. But they don't think Wisconsin cranberries. Wisconsin produces 50% of the world's cranberry production. That's been going down a little bit with some of the production in Canada and in some of the other countries around the world. But overall, Wisconsin produces roughly 50% of the world's cranberry population. So production.
Look at that.
That's a great way to end it right there.
Well done.
Not only have we found out a little bit about you, but you've helped promote the family cranberry business.
Right.
For everybody out there today. So, Vince, we appreciate it very much. It was really nice getting to know you a little bit this morning. Thank you so much for coming on.
Fellas, it's been a pleasure. Thanks for having me on.
All right. Great stuff, man. Wow.
50% of the cranberries. Good God.
Vince Beagle.
I did not see that coming.
I know, a mile away. I so ambushed you. It was so good.
And I liked it because I do love me some cranberry.
We got to go to break because we got high school football. Where, by the way, I don't want to see Wisconsin down here recruiting.
They're gonna, by the way. In celebration of the NFL's 100th season, join the Miami Dolphins on Saturday, November 2nd from 12 to 4 at Hard Rock Stadium for the Fantennial Celebration. This event is free and open to all fans. It'll include the opportunity to take photos with the authentic Hall of Fame busts of 10 Miami Dolphins Hall of Fame inductees, alumni autographs, cheerleader performances, kids' activities, food trucks, an opportunity to win two tickets to Super Bowl 54, and a garage sale benefiting the Miami Dolphins Foundation. For more details, visit www.dolphins.com/NFL100. That's dolphins.com/NFL100. Larry Bluestein, he's going to join us with Brandon Lang the rest of this hour. All right, let's jump out to the Toyota of Hollywood hotline. Time to talk a little high school sports. Larry Bluestein coming out with the South Florida high school sports. You can hear him once a week also doing his high school show here on 560 The Joe WQM. Blue, good morning. How are you?
Good morning, guys. Great weekend. Started last night and certainly going to, as week 9 already, playoffs are on the horizon, but still a couple weeks left, and that RPI ranking, that dreaded RPI ranking came out again this week, got a lot of people upset, but nevertheless, we move forward with some interesting matchups this evening, and that's the way we like it. We started out with a bang first couple of weeks. And a couple of weeks of a lull, now we're hitting it the last 2-3 weeks of the season.
All right. Well, let's get right to it. Can Deerfield Beach beat St. Thomas Aquinas? Do they have a chance to beat them? We know how talented they are. They got some really big-time D1 players. Can they beat one of the best teams St. Thomas looks like they've had for a while?
Yeah, you always have a chance to beat somebody, especially when you have talent. And last week we thought basically Plantation had a chance as well. They were undefeated, but it's a tough team. You're right. This is maybe from – I mean, and I don't want to get Wesley Carroll, the quarterback coach, angry. I mean, it's not the best offense they've had. It's a good offense, but they play off that defense, and that defense is as good as you get. I mean, they shut you down, and it's – Michael Pratt, quarterback from Deerfield Beach, makes a huge difference, and he has since he's started playing with the team. It's going to come down to see if Deerfield can move the ball. St. Thomas always moves the ball well, but you're talking about a Deerfield team that has 4 shutouts in the last 5 games. Different animal here, though, guys. At home, St. Thomas is going to be tough to beat. It really is. I mean, it would be an upset. I mean, there's no dancing around it. It would be an upset if Deerfield won. St. Thomas has national championship plans. I mean, at least in the finishing the top 2 or 3 if they win out, and lots at stake. Deerfield's pretty much secured a playoff spot. They can get a little bit higher in the in their ranking, but. And it all depends on another game tonight we'll talk about in a little while, where how far Deerfield gets up in the rankings. But I think you got St. Thomas here. It's Deerfield's going to have to play the perfect game to win this game.
I got a question because we always talk about the offense for St. Thomas, and you just brought up Deerfield Beach's defense. How good is St. Thomas's defense? Like, we talk a lot about the offense, right?
Yeah, as good as you get, Zach. I mean, they up front, they're tough to run against. Their secondary's crazy good. They fly to the ball, and they're well coached, and you got some really good coaches on the defensive side too. I mean, as good as you get. They're going to match up with anybody. I mean, De La Salle out in California, as we're finding out, is averaging 41 points a game. St. Thomas only gave up 14 against them. They're going to swarm. They're going to be the difference. The defense is going to set the tone for the game, and they got really good special teams.
All right, Chaminade, who I really like, is another top 5 team maybe here in South Florida. They got Vero Beach, who's won 59 straight regular season games.
Whoa.
Now, they've choked a little bit in the playoffs, but they 59 straight wins in the regular season is getting after it pretty good. What do you expect tonight in that one there?
Well, this was the other little game that I talked about, because if Chaminade could pull that ultimate upset, and it would be, I mean, Vero Beach, and Miami's been University of Miami's been a beneficiary over the years with Dawkins and James Stewart and Bethel and those guys from that powerhouse up there. But if they pull the upset, it could open the way for Deerfield Beach, because they're in the same region as Vero Beach. you know, to maybe go up a peg or so. But this is going to be really tough. You watch Chaminade. I mean, they went up and dealt a blow to Delray Atlantic, a very physical football team. And this is a team just like that. The home crowd is crazy. They get there at 3:30 in the afternoon, and they do their cookouts. And this is a tough place to play. But, you know, you got to give Coach Damian Jones credit. They schedule everybody they can. You know, they schedule the top teams. This is going to be an uphill climb for them, but it's not out of the realm. They can do it. They've got the talent. They've shown it. And, you know, Central's next for them, but tonight's Paramount. You know, it's going to be a close one. Chaminade's got the chance. You know, you talk about giving them a chance, they have a chance. They're well-stocked, great running game, tremendous offensive line, very good defense. It's going to be one of the classics. We'll wish we could all go up there.
Blue, help me out on South Dade. Playing really well, undefeated. Yeah. Are they legit? I know they got Carroll City, who's been a little bit of a disappointment this year. I thought they had a better team than their record shows right now. Tell me about South Dade. Your thoughts?
We don't get it. We don't. You know, they don't play a challenging enough schedule. You know, they really don't. Coach Nate Hudson's done a great job. They just, you know, they played Columbus, and Columbus is kind of an erratic team this year, but we don't really know. And this is the type of game Carroll City's backs are against the wall. I think if they lose, they may not make a playoff spot, which is crazy because, you know, we all picked them at the beginning of the year to be right in the mix. You know, this is the type of game that Carroll City could win. You know, if they go up there and play, go down there and play well. But Sal, you got to give South Dade credit. They're very physical. They've met every challenge so far. I think you ride that train till it falls off. They're undefeated, one of the few undefeated. They're ranked number one in 8A in the state, getting a lot of respect. But they still have to play that team that's going to punch them back, and they've only played one time, and that's
next week
against Columbus. So yeah, I just think that does South Dade want it more? Do they? Because if they win out, I mean, obviously they're going to have a home field advantage all the way.
Hey, Calvary Christian, never talk about them. Gulliver Prep, never talk about them, and they're both undefeated. Good game you expect in there?
You know what? You put it right. Neither team, because they're smaller schools, with Gulliver, they play at 4 o'clock in their home games. Tonight they're in the spotlight. They're going to get some media attention. There's a few outlets that are going to be at that game. Both of them undefeated. They actually, right now, Calvary holds the number one seed over Chaminade in 3A, while you have a Gulliver Prep team that's in the top two. It really is going to come down to I think that with Gulliver's got size.
All right. We
just lost Blue.
We lost Blue. Hopefully we're not off the air, though. We still good on the air, Hollywood? You still got ass that around here from time to time. All right, we're still on where we lost Blue. Blue, thank you for coming on, my man. Always appreciate you coming on. Your phone dropped on us, and we got to go to break because we got a lot more stuff coming up here that we have to get to. Brandon Lang's going to join us.
The entertaining one.
Well, listen, man, help us pick some winners and not get us in trouble. That's a combination we're trying to get done. So hopefully we're going to be able to get that.
All right, we're going to jump back out to the Toyota of Hollywood hotline right now. We're going to talk to one of our buddies, Brandon Lang from BrandonLang.com. He's also the host of Believe in the Sharp Edge on the Believe Podcast Network. Good morning. Happy Football Friday to you, Brandon. How you doing?
What's up, boys?
Brandon, how you doing, man? Did you get any sleep before you come on? Are you an early bird? Or give me the hours. How much sleep you get?
I'm one of those guys that functions on 5.
Okay.
Pretty easy.
Right.
My motor, you know, this business of being a handicapper and 30 years of handicapping games and the mental aspect of it is more than anything else. You know, you second guess right side, wrong side. And you look at the game last night, I was on the wrong side with Denver, and you lay there at night going, what were you thinking? Jesus Christ, what is wrong with you?
Hey, well, let's jump.
So my best friend is Ambien. Because, you know,
yeah.
For 20 minutes that 20 minutes that goes on in my brain, all I see is I want to crawl through the TV and just shoot 8 lines of cocaine into Joe Flacco. Do you know what I mean?
Oh.
Just crystal meth, cocaine, something just to you know, Joe Flacco's the kind of guy, his dog could be run over right in front of him, and he'd just kind of slough his shoulders and walk into a 7-Eleven and grab a big gulp. I mean, just there's nothing likable about the guy. Nothing. There's nothing likable about his personality of firing his team up.
Yeah, don't worry.
Kind of guy
that's
I'm
about
going
done.
Into a strip bar with.
Yeah, that guy's about done. You won't have to worry. He won't be in Denver long. I hope he didn't buy a home. I hope he's renting there. Because he won't be there long. Hey, Michigan, Michigan at Penn State. We got so many games to get to here. Your thoughts on Michigan? It's really struggled beating good teams. Going to Penn State, who do you like?
You said it, Jim Harbaugh. 1-9 against the spread on the road against ranked teams. You know, I listen. Jim Harbaugh and Joe Flacco in a champagne room together is a reality show. Just stick both those guys in their league. Put them in a booby trap.
Right.
Scarlett, set them in the back, put some hidden cameras, and watch these two guys be uncomfortable.
They'd bore each other to death. That's what would happen in there.
Should we be here?
Over under. Right. Yep. Over under of words spoken between those two in the champagne room. 3. I'm taking the under.
I'm taking
and
the
I'm
under.
Bail out at the half.
Right. I'm taking the under.
And bailing out at the half, too. He's horrible against ranked teams. 1-8 against the spread his last 9. I know it's a big number, but until they show me they can go on the road, of course they're down 35-0 to Penn State. They've come home and got a couple wins, but Penn State's the right side of the game.
Yeah, I say this all the time on the show here that Jim Harbaugh to me is the most overrated coach.
Wrong Harbaugh.
Yeah, it's the wrong Harbaugh, but he's the most overrated coach, college and pro. Like, I just see him every week. They talk about him every week, and such a big game for his team. He's just so overrated to me, and those numbers, I saw those numbers of what he's against the spread and against those top 25 teams. Like, how the hell does he keep his job in Michigan? I have no idea about that.
Well, think about this. The Friday night tights, the day – Dade County team down there in Miami's offensive coordinator, and they got some interest in Harbaugh, so we'll keep an eye on that.
Hey, Philly at Dallas. Looking forward to seeing it. We got one team that's lost 3 straight in Dallas. Who do you like in this one?
Remember I said to you a couple weeks ago when Dallas went down to New Orleans and lost, and I had New Orleans plus the points when Dallas was coming back home to face a non-division opponent in Green Bay. Coming up, a straight up and against the spread loss, they were 1-18 against the spread. Green Bay beat them; they're 1-9 against the 1-19 against the spread. That number applies this week as well. Dallas coming off a straight up and against the spread loss, which they are at the Jets, arguably one of the most embarrassing losses I've seen in years. 1-18 against the spread as a home favorite, and coming off a straight up and against the spread loss, take Philly plus 3.5.
I got a question for you, too. We talk about the spread moving up and down if a guy gets injured or not. How much does Pat Mahomes mean in a game when he's either going to play or not play? Because I know it doesn't move that much for a guy, but a quarterback is the one I'm guessing can move the most. How much can Pat Mahomes move the spread up or down?
This happened with Brady and Rodgers, and both were worth 7. So I've got to believe Mahomes being in that same level, he's worth 5-7. Matt Moore made 3 good throws last night, and everybody's getting all excited. You guys know a lot about Matt Moore down there. Let Casey get all excited. He's a train wreck waiting to happen. I made the one good throw throw on the third down play to
Ty Hill, right? Yep.
To Hill, yeah. But other than that, it was just quick out patterns and one read and throw. So he's worth 5-7. And it's going to be interesting to see how significant this injury is on Mahomes.
Brandon, I said something, and if it's really stupid, I hope you'll call me out on it. I think the Jets have a chance to not only cover, they're getting some guys back, Darnold's back, the Patriots off. The Jets got a chance to win that game Monday night, getting 10 points.
They don't have a chance to win it. Remember, this is Darnold's second year. Belichick's still pretty good against quarterbacks 3 years or less. You're getting it's a value number. I mean, listen, the Jets were beating them, the Patriots were beating them 30-0 before Slim Shady did some Slim Shady to the Slim Shady. Will the real Slim Shady please stand up? 30-0, fourth quarter. You tell your punt returner, yeah, fill it inside your own 5, see if you get a few yards. He fumbles it in the end zone, and then you guys were familiar with this. He didn't take Brady out until 3 minutes to go after he scored a touchdown to beat the Dolphins, put up 43. that he took Brady out with 7 minutes to go, and then you put your backup in, and then you start throwing. Throws pick six. Now Jets are covering, then you put Brady back in. So I will not call him by his name ever again. He'll be Slim Shady till he retires. It basically, how many does Slim Shady want to win by is what you're dealing with New England. So I think that the Patriots are the right side of the game.
Okay.
Just because I don't believe the Jets are as good as Dallas made them look. I don't think Dallas is as good as everybody thinks they are.
What do you think about, we'll stay in the AFC East and we'll stay with the Dolphins. You ever think we'd see a day where the Buffalo Bills would be favored by 16.5 or 17 over any team in the NFL? Forget about just playing the Dolphins. But to me, that's just incredible. That Buffalo defense is really good. But can you trust that Buffalo?
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Offense.
Well, can you trust the bearded wonder? That's the key. I mean, his last game there, he was with the Jets. They win. They're in the playoffs. I think he threw four picks. Four and three were in the red zone. I remember that because I had the Jets post the point.
Of course.
Game. So, yeah, a little bit. Thanks, Ryan. Hey, Ryan, you listening? Thanks, bud. Thanks for the four picks. Three in the red zone. Right. No, inside the 10.
Those hurt a little more. Yeah, no, you don't remember that, of course. Yeah.
I love you, Ryan. Don't throw them at midfield. Just why don't you wait till you get down there and then throw three of them for me. No, but love for you. I mean, I know you're an Ivy League guy, but, boy, stupid is a stupid. The stupid is a stupid does. Guys, I got to tell you, I've been singing the praises of this Buffalo defense all year long, and they're playing some really good football. I called for them to beat the Patriots outright, but this is a big, big piece of meat they're trying to bite off here, and I know it's hard to lay 17, but I don't see Miami scoring more than 10 in the game. Stay away from game, because once you start asking teams to cover big numbers that they're not normally used to covering, I just think you stay away and see it. But if Buffalo covers this 17, start jumping on that bandwagon because they're for real.
All right, I always do this. We ask, and then I go, hell, I just want to get some games that Brandon really likes. Can you give me one you really like to watch, college or pro?
I have two for you. One is the Saints. Guys, I've been telling people, once Breeze went down, I was on the wrong side of the Seattle game. They went in there +5, and they walked all over Russell Wilson. Then they came back home, and they were undervalued again. They were getting 3.5 against Dallas, won that game 12-10. Then the next week against Tampa, they were undervalued again. They were -2.5, where with Breeze, you're talking about quarterbacks, Breeze, they probably land 7 or 8. And they won by 10. And then last week, they went to Jacksonville. The line made it, beat the Jags, a 3-point favorite. And they won 13-6. Teddy Bridgewater, 27-6 as a starting quarterback in the NFL.
Wow.
And Sean Payton said it last week, guys. He said, listen, Jackson, we could play 8 quarters. They weren't going to score on us. People don't realize, and I've been saying this all year long, how good this Saints defense is and how good they're playing, but more importantly, just how smart Teddy Bridgewater is, and all he does is win. And now they're going up to Chicago. And bottom line, if you can't beat the Raiders on a neutral field in London, you're not going to beat what I think is the hottest team in the NFC, and that's the New Orleans Saints, especially on the defensive side of the football. So by the half point, get 3.5 of the Saints. And last but not least, on the college side, there's a coach by the name of Matt Rhule at Baylor. And people aren't paying attention to Matt Rhule. Let me tell you something about Matt Rhule. The guy's an ATM machine, 49-29 against the spread all games. 49-29. I'm not talking about Art Briles, who recruits very shady characters and ran that program into the ground. I'm talking about Matt Rhule. He's 38-18 against the spread in conference games going back to Temple, 21-7 against the spread in the way. Are you ready for this? 13-1 against the spread away against opponents coming off a loss.
Wow.
All Baylor's doing is winning and covering. Give me Matt Rhule and Baylor, plus the points, as they continue to make their surge with the showdown against Oklahoma. Give me Baylor and Matt Rhule.
Wow, that's good stuff. Brandon, we always appreciate it, man. We love having you on Fridays. Football Fridays are always good with you here.
Thanks, guys. Your laughter is what drives me. So
well, you make us laugh so much. Right? You're like, our hey, you're me Joe's entertainment.
The ATM machine. That's another one. I got to add that. I may be stealing some of your stuff, Brandon, just so you know, because it really is good.
But still the visual of Harbaugh and Flacco in the champagne room or the clubs gets me at this point.
So I give you one more. You play golf?
Of course.
Yeah.
Joe does sometimes.
Okay, so if everybody's on the green and everybody's got a par putt and everybody misses their par putt, as you're walking up the green, you got to go, that's a Kardashian. The Kardashian, yeah, nothing white's going in that hole. Nothing white's going in that hole, boys. Nothing white's going in that hole. Have a good weekend, boy.
Oh, God. Brandon, thank you, brother. Oh, my God.
BrandonLang.com is the website. Host of Believe in the Sharp Edge of the Believe Podcast Network.
I always say this with him. Tell the wife you're going out, and she goes, oh where are you going now? You go, I'm going out with Brandon Lang. She goes, you know, I prefer you not. He's that guy. You're going to have fun. I know the guy stuff, but I would prefer. He's having fun.
Oh,
No question about it.
Oh, man.
Hey, we got a lot more stuff to get to here in the 8 o'clock hour. We're not done. James Lofton's got the call for CBS for the game, is going to join us in the 8 o'clock hour. Don Bailey Jr.'s got a big game as Nicosi Perry's going to start his second straight game tomorrow at home against Georgia Tech at Hard Rock Stadium. So we'll have a lot more stuff to get to. 56022 if you want to join us, 56022. Want to also thank Larry Bluestein. We lost him. Lost a couple of minutes of stuff, but I'll see Blue tonight because he's going to Deerfield Beach, St. Thomas Aquinas game. Hey, I want to talk to everybody about Choice Mortgage Bank here on a Friday. That's right. I'm going to talk to you about so many different things. But first of all, if you have mortgage banker frustration, I think you need a little Mike Okotsi in your life. You do, because he'll get rid of it because he gets everybody approved. He works his butt off to get everybody approved. When others say no, he goes, let's go to the show because he's getting it done for you. You need a second chance. You need a guy to find a creative way to get you approved. He does things. He goes the extra mile for you, man. And there's so many things he's got going. I'm going to try to knock through some of the things. Reverse mortgages are super hot for everybody out there over the age of 62 looking to get some equity out of their home, wants it to get done, wants to know all about it. Mike Okotsi at Choice Mortgage Bank's a guy to go to. Hey, you're dealing with some tough credit right now, huh? Weak tax returns. You've had a short sale in the past five. Whatever it is, I don't care. You know what? Mike Okotsi doesn't care either. He's still going to find a way to get you approved. I can go on and on. Fixed rate mortgages are under 4% right now. Need a second mortgage. Need to get some equity out of your home. You need that money, and whatever your reason. You know what? Whether you want to fix up your home, you need it for hurricane proofing, I don't care what it is. There's so many different reasons to go to Mike Okotsi at Choice Mortgage Bank, but it's really about the great service. He's been in business since 1994. He's got a AAA rating with a Better Business Bureau, Equal Housing Lender, NMLS 166254. I tell everybody here uses him. Here's his number. Call or text him. He'll get right back to you and get it all started, whatever it is. Don't be embarrassed. Call the guy. He's dealt with a lot of us. 561-441-2730. 561-441-2730 will be the best call or text you ever make to Mike Okotsi at Choice Mortgage Bank.
This hour of the...
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.